You are now listening to Radioactive.
My name is Amy Steyer.
And my name is Brian Freeland.
We are youth journalists that are part of the Radioactive internship at KUOW 94.9, an affiliate of NPR.
We are learning to make stories for the radio. So, without further ado, this is our podcast. Amy, I'm so glad we're part of Radioactive.
I know, right? Maybe fate brought us here.
Oh, speaking of fate,
we'll be discussing that very topic in this podcast.
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
So, Amy, if you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
Well, I believe we already have the ability to change it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Do you believe that our fate is predetermined, or do we make our own fate?
All right, hitting me up with the big existential questions, are you? Okay, well, first of all, I think people try to find reasons as to why things happened, and some people believe it's fate, and some don't. I personally believe that we make our own fate. But then again, I am a sucker for reading those horoscopes. What about you, Brian?
There are so many different theories, so it's hard to know for sure. But I believe that our future is like a road. Our future is written out for us if we continue on the same path. But if we choose to veer off that path, then a new future is written for us.
We both have some pretty strong viewpoints on fate, but let's hear what other people have to say about it.
Where to begin? Well, philosophy and psychology have played major roles in the belief of fate. A philosophical approach on the website findyourfate.com states that, according to philosophy, destiny or fate is something which cannot be changed, for it is governed by a supreme power, and so each of our destinies is predetermined or fixed.
These beliefs are pretty wild. It's just difficult for me to wrap my mind around the belief that our future is already planned out for us.
It's somewhat comforting, but still, it's scary to think that we have no control over our future.
Seriously. Well, there's a more psychological approach on the website Psychology Today that states, the course of your life will basically be determined by the positive or negative factors built in your genetic inheritance and by the good and bad consequences of everything that happens to you as you go through life.
So they're saying that karmas are legitimate. I believe in that to some extent.
I don't know about karma, but I do believe that our genes and consequences definitely play into how our life pans out.
All right, so we've heard the philosophical and psychological viewpoints, but there are also people whose religions play a big part in their beliefs. I asked my friend Kamala Anand what she thought about fate.
My views are very much in line with the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Members of this church are commonly known as Mormons. Although my beliefs are consistent with my church's, these are conclusions I have come to after considerable thought. How do I know that there is a God who places circumstances in our lives for our betterment? I believe this affirmation to be a deeper intuition, even faith, that comes as a result of reading holy texts, spiritual discussion, and meditation on the nature of the universe and God.
Religion is such a powerful force, with the ability to shape any belief. But what about non-religious people? I want to know what some of them think about fate.
Well, luckily, we have some people to give us their opinions.
How convenient. We asked Casey Martin and Ross Reynolds if they had ever had a moment in their life where they thought a higher being was controlling their fate. Casey said,
I think I've had really lucky coincidences, but I don't think that there was any higher power at play. I think often you try to put yourself in the right moment in the right time.
And Ross said,
I don't think I felt of it as a greater power. I thought of it was just, it was luck or it was a coincidence. The woman who I ended up marrying, we ran into each other on a street corner one time just after we'd met. And if we hadn't met on that street corner, would we have been married? Would we have stayed together? I don't know. But I don't know if it was fate that we met there. I think it was just kind of an accident that we met there, a lucky accident. So I believe in luck, but I don't think I believe in fate.
I thought it was interesting how Ross said he believes in luck, but not fate. It's fascinating how people believe in one thing and not the other, even when they can go hand in hand.
Yeah, like how you believe we make our own fate, yet you still read horoscopes.
Okay, some of my horoscopes have been on point, okay?
All right. I mean, it's almost creepy how accurate they are sometimes. Kamala also talked about what she thinks of them.
The horoscopes that I often read for fun as a guilty pleasure are so vague that they will always appear to be fulfilled.
I don't know. Some of my horoscopes have been completely accurate, I swear. I guess it just depends on where you read them and how you interpret them.
Yeah, It's funny how earlier you talked about how some things go hand in hand, because my friend Emily Truong said that fate and destiny are separate, yet they're still related.
I think it's kind of a mix of both, because, like, fate and destiny are kind of two different things to me, you know? Like, destiny kind of just places objects there or events that happen, and then our fate's kind of determined on, like, how we react to those events, I guess. So, like, fate is how we react to our destiny kind of thing, if that makes sense.
When I asked her why that made sense, she said...
Because, like, if you think about it, like, let's say when you meet someone new, right? That's, like, destiny that you met them because it was completely out of the random and things like that. But the thing is, like, how you react to them kind of determines your fate. Like, let's say you punch them in the face, then, like, they're going to get mad at you, right? And then, like, I don't know, if things go well, then you might end up dating or, like, becoming good friends and things like that.
Wow, well, if things do go well in a date, then maybe they can go hand in hand.
Oh, Amy, how can you live with yourself after a pun like that?
You're right. I should be punished. No? Okay. Well, anyway, I talked to my friend Riley Dixon, who had a unique approach on fate.
I don't think we make our own fates. No, I think that knowledge, that I think everything's predetermined, not by some divine force, but in the same way, it's like Schrodinger's cat, but the cat isn't both alive and dead. It's either alive or dead, and it's like that for everything. You know, just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean that there's two answers. It's always going to turn out one way. You're always going to react the same way to a stimulus. You're always going to react the same way to a situation. You know what I mean?
Wow. Honestly, I never thought of it that way. Actually, my friend Willa Richmond had an interesting take on fate as well.
I definitely believe that we make our own future. You always have a lot of options. At least the way I view the world, when you talk in a conversation, you can say this or you can say that. And you have a choice between both of them. Or for what you even want to do for a job, you could, like, pick that avenue and go down that route or not. But there's a wide variety of choices. And if it was predetermined, you wouldn't have that. I don't really see an interplay between religion and real life a lot. I guess my personal experience has always shown me that there is always a choice in what you decide to do. Nothing is ever predetermined, though there might be something that you can't do, but that's because of other things that are random or just happen.
There are way more viewpoints on fate than I expected.
So, has your view on fate changed after doing this podcast?
No, I think my views have stayed the same, but I definitely am more informed about what other people think about it. What about you?
I think mine are the same, too. Maybe I can predict the fate of our listeners.
No, that's ridiculous, Brian. How?
Just trust me. Listeners, I predict that you will follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia.
Wow. Good one, Brian. Good advertising voice, too. But seriously, follow us on our Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
And subscribe to our podcast to listen to all of the other amazing Radioactivians.
Special thanks to all the people we interviewed, our executive producer, Melissa Takai, our staff editor, Leela Katayev, and everyone else who supported us.
This is Brian Freeland signing off.
And Amy Steyer saying farewell.
Thanks for listening to
Radio!